So how do we enter into this mystery? Lhasa talks about it as the secret of secrets, the gate to all mysteries. You see, the only way to understand the mystery is to enter it and realize you are the mystery. Free from desire, you see the mystery, he says. Full of desire, you only see the manifestations. So there we are. There is what it's really all about. And for most people, this is very difficult. Difficult to understand, difficult to work with. How do you enter a mystery? People don't want that kind of mystery. Life is not something you solve. It is something that solves you, that reveals you. You don't solve life trying to figure out what is going on in this world, what is going on in life itself. You have your world and then you have your life. When you merge the two together, you create conflict. Tremendous conflict. The effort is to enter into life without conflict, without question. Why this? Why that? How come this? How come that? No, no, no. That is not a seeker. A seeker is one who is finding constantly through the course of their lifetime everything they need to know, everything that is there to be revealed as love. So when I'm asking questions, or when I think life is separate from me, I create conflict. And in that conflict, I make up stories and beliefs and theories, none of which are true. But as long as they satisfy my ego, my vanity, my pride, my genetic heritage, I think they're true. When my actions, as Lhasa says, are in accord with the way, which is very, very rare. I'll speak about that, about the meaning of that in just a moment. When a wise man hears of the way, it's one thing. When Gregory Edward hears of the way, it's another. If my actions are in accord with the way, Lhasa says you will be the way. Nurture yourself with virtue and life. You will see, is. He just calls it is. Now listen to me and try to understand. I have given this to you many, many times. We have to develop a sense of quietude within us. If we don't develop quietude, we miss our whole life, because our life is what is happening within us. There must be that solitude in us for the sense of quietude. Then the mysteries open up. If I am able to do this without chasing after foolish ideas and ideals, then something of the other shore can reach me. Let me read you a little story about three wandering monks. They had lost their way and they were making a pilgrimage through the mountains. They spotted a green vegetable leaf floating down the stream. which meant that someone was living up in the mountains. But they decided that anyone who was careless enough to lose one vegetable leaf was not worth meeting. Then, just then, they saw a man with a long-handled hook racing along the stream looking for his leaf. Do you see the two sides of the same coin? The wandering monks thought, anybody who's careless enough to lose the leaf really wouldn't be worth meeting. They're careless people. They're foolish. And then they see the man running down the side of the stream with a hook, looking for his leaf. As they were looking to find their way past the mountains and to their pilgrimage, to the fulfillment of it, there is no difference between the two. Did they learn anything? Did they understand that they were running down the stream with a hook, looking for the leaf that had eluded them? Probably not. This is the way we look at life. We see what others are doing, and we imagine we're not doing that. If you look at humanity, if you look at everything that is happening in the course of humanity, in history even, you will see we are careless people. We know not what we do at any level. And because of this, we're like the man running down the side of the stream with a hook, trying to find that leaf, trying to find that peace or whatever we're looking for, dominance, control, security, things like that, that are just ridiculous and simply do not exist. When I am living in such vanity, such stupidity, which most of the time the Gregory Edward is, and I watch him as he does whatever he does, I begin to realize more and more what it means to be self-realized. For all of us to encounter anything that is meaningful, we have to realize its absence. Do you realize the absence of authentic significance in your life? This is why you're probably listening to me. You're looking for a significance, something significant, something meaningful. But you can't find it because you're looking for it in my words. You hear my words, they translate into your thoughts, and you are lost. Because your thoughts cannot understand my words. They are a form. You should not be just listening to my words. You should be listening to the pauses, the gaps between the words. It is there that significance lies. When my actions, Lhotse says, are in accord with the way, you will be the way. This is really important for me and for thee to understand. The music that you hear deep inside you, the tones that you can hear deep inside you, that quietude brings about insight. That quietude brings about the great mystery. The secret is in the mystery. Not trying to solve it, not trying to understand it, but to be it. To be the mystery. To be the essence of it all. For me to encounter anything is to be able to realize the absence of everything in me. When I take my thoughts and I use them as a way to edit life itself, to have it make sense to me, I miss everything that is substantial, significant. I miss the eternal way. My actions have to be in accord with the way. I have to be quiet. If you notice, life is subtle, very subtle. Behind everything that is happening is a causation that eventually becomes, if one is wise, the wisdom of the heart. It sings to the heart. The way sings in your heart, not your human heart, your heart. You have no real heart in humanity. It's all about living heaven and earth, day and night, yin-yang, as it were. Understanding that our living is subject to death, that there is some duality in our brain about right and wrong, about love and hate, before and after even. There are two aspects to everything. We have to keep going beyond all of that duality and not causing ourselves conflict constantly. You know, at the end of everything, no matter what, everything will return to its own single essence. And in that essence, we soundly realize virtue. If you want to change your life, you would have to alter the universe. But if you're willing to change your living, all you have to change is your point of view. That comes with meditation. Only when I meditate, only as meditation, do I realize the ultimate form of life. There's an old Zen saying, it goes this way: when you eat, the meal is yourself. When you and I do anything, its purpose is ourself. I learn a great deal about myself and the futility of a Gregory Edward when I try to do anything without emptiness, without simplicity. Simplicity, solitude, silence. There is the way, the light. I have taught this to my students for years. But they can't be simple. And they're afraid of solitude. And therefore they can never enter into the silence. Sad but true, it is true. They miss. Because they don't think they need silence. They don't think they need any of the things I'm teaching. I had one student, well, not really, never has been, known this little girl for since she was a child. She used to play at the center in Escondido. Little did she know when she was playing who she was playing with, when I used to chase her around and we would laugh. She didn't know. Then came the time when she needed to know. But she had already placed her mind in a position where she was going to be subject to her living and not her life. When I tried to help her, and I still do, with all of this, she just says to me, "I don't believe you." She believes in conflict, and she will outwardly say that. Conflict is something that predicates reality to her, the course of her lifetime. And even when I point it out to her, she can't see it. This is a miss, chasing the lettuce down the stream. She's never going to catch it. She's never going to understand it. She can't. Her genetics are to fight. Her genetics are to fight what she thinks of as wrong, and to fight for the good, which she has no idea exists. It's just an ephemeral dream in her. This is the way people are. Is this the way you are? There's no simplicity. There's no solitude. There's no silence in your life. Turn the TV on for drama. Turn the TV on to find out what's wrong and what's right, what's good, what's bad. We use our devices as a way to be divisive of ourselves, and we never find the true meaning. The great mystery is in why you and I will not be present in our life. We're captivated by our livingness, which is nothing more than Gregory Edwards' drama, your drama. We like that conflict. We like that kind of thing. It means something to us. We like the fight. We like wrong over right, right over wrong. We do all these crazy things, and we miss the music that's playing within us. We have to encounter what is missing in our life. It is love. It is patience to be love. Life is an adventure in discovering the meaning of forgiveness and mercy, which are, in fact, the great wealth of a person's life. So few of us ever go into this great wealth. We just don't understand it. If my actions are in accord with the way, simplicity, solitude, and silence, I discover, not with the mind of a Gregory Edwards, but with a no mind, as it is called in Zen, a mind no longer seeking to consider what is right and wrong, what is good and bad, what is happening, what is not happening. I would like the honor to end this series with meditation with you. I hope you do meditate with me. Let's just let go. take a great interest in the small things of your life. How you pass the salt at the dinner table. How you greet a friend with a smile. How you learn to listen, not only to words, but the silence.